Okay, for this one I'm going to take a look at the digital photo tools that I have on here. There are so many to choose from. I have really pared down my list to just a few essentials. First of all, for storage and organizing and really sharing, I recommend Flickr very highly. There are other sites out there, Photobucket and several others, but Flickr, which is now owned by Yahoo, is I think the premier site. Almost all of my photos are stored there, especially any photo I'm going to use on a blog or any other kind of a website. It is stored at Flickr, and all I need to do is get the URL from Flickr and post it into another web page that would work also inside a virtual learning environment or IMS. So you don't have to have your photos stored all over the place. One-stop shop, basically. And so it's a social network. It has a robust commenting system. You can search for all kinds of different things from based on tags, based on titles. You can find things that match a certain color. There's just all kinds of things you can do. Flickr is a free site. I actually have paid for a pro account, which is about $25 a year. It's one of the few things that I've paid for on any of these web-based tools. The free service is very good. In fact, it's a lot better now than when I bought the pro account. You can pick up pictures per month, and there's no storage limit, so every month you can upload another 100 megabytes of pictures for free. Now, with the pro account, I don't have any limits on how many photos I upload in any month or anywhere, how much bandwidth is used or anything else. So I'm willing to pay $25 a year. It has well been worth it. But the free service is pretty darn good too, and especially if you're not a power user of digital photos. Scrolling down the page a little bit, you can get prints ordered. You can get books of your prints. I've seen a couple of really nice wedding books that were done from photos that were hosted at Flickr, and you can select the photos and have them publish them into a very nicely bound book. All kinds of things you can do with your photos there. You'll see a link partway down the page here to Creative Commons. You can apply licensing directly at the Flickr site. Almost all of my photos are Creative Commons licensed with just attribution only. There's a few exceptions to that, but for the most part, that's what I use is attribution licensing. Anybody can use my photos as long as they tell them that they're mine, as long as they cite me as the photographer. Flickr has an open API, which means that all kinds of other tools, third-party tools, can integrate nicely with Flickr. We're going to see one of those in just a minute. You'll see the photo that's kind of in the middle of the page where it says The Dolls 2006. That was actually part of our Christmas card in 2006. As it says in the red, if you click on that photo, it'll take you to the Flickr site. And one thing that you can do at the Flickr site is you can embed notes. And so when you go to the Flickr site, you'll see various different notes that tell you who people are and that kind of thing. I've seen that used very effectively for academic purposes. The first example I ever saw was still one of the best, and that was in an art history class where with different photographs in art history, they would embed those notes to explain various things about the art pieces that they were looking at. So that's a very valuable tool. And there's just lots of other stuff. And on the creativity tools page of this blog, you'll find more things that you can do with your Flickr photos to use other sites. Scroll down a bit more. One more photo, and it's a link to Picnic.com. Picnic is a photo editing site, and it's extremely easy to use. You don't even have to create an account to use it. It's free. They do have a premium service that gives you a few extra features, but all the basics are there for free, and even a few more advanced things are free also. The premium service is not something I've paid for. Right now, I don't know that if I will pay for it, although I really like the service they provide, so I may want to support them with a few bucks, even if I don't need the premium services. I don't want them to go away because it's been a very valuable site. That screenshot there from the Picnic site, it integrates very well with Flickr. You can edit your Flickr photos at Picnic, and now, in fact, Picnic and Flickr have teamed up so you can edit your Flickr photos without even going to Picnic.com. Although I still kind of prefer to do that, you can do it either way. In Flickr, you can use Picnic to edit your photos, or go to Picnic.com and it will open your Flickr photos for you. You can do all the standard stuff of resizing, recoloring. You can add borders, frames. You can add text. There's lots of tools at Picnic.com. It is not a Photoshop substitute. If you are a power photo editor and use something like Photoshop, then no, Picnic is probably not the right tool for you. But there aren't very many people like that. And so for the layperson editing digital photos, Picnic, I think, is great. I'd link one more there called PhotoFlexer.com. It is a little bit more powerful. I think Picnic is more user friendly and I like it better, but PhotoFlexer has a lot of promise. It might turn out to be something that I recommend in the future. And I'll mention one last one. It's something that's not a web based tool, but it's called GIMP, G-I-P. It is free and open source. So it is a program that you would download and install on your computer. But if you looked for GIMP as an open source photo editor, it is Photoshop like and not fully featured, but you can work with layers and you can do lots of things with GIMP that you would be able to do with Photoshop as well. So I mentioned that one, even though it's not a web-based tool. And that is it for now.